From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Italian lawmakers have elected a new president, Constitutional Court Judge Sergio Mattarella. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports it's seen as a political victory for Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and a blow to former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
73-year-old Mattarella is a Sicilian whose political career began after his brother Piersanti was murdered by the mafia in 1980. In a country of widespread corruption, Mattarella has a reputation as highly ethical. He was one of the first to raise conflict of interest issues when media tycoon Berlusconi entered politics 2 decades ago. Earlier, he had resigned as education minister over legislation that gave Berlusconi control over virtually the entire commercial TV sector. For Prime Minister Renzi, who sponsored the candidate, Mattarella's election is a sign that he's able to control his notoriously fractious Democratic Party as he pushes for sweeping reforms to stimulate an economic recovery. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In Spain, tens of thousands of demonstrators are rallying in support of the country's new left-wing anti-austerity party. From Madrid, the BBC's Tom Burridge reports, supporters hope to capitalize on the recent victory of a similar party in Greece.
There is a sea of people in central Madrid walking towards the main square, Puerta del Sol, here. At least tens of thousands, maybe more.
Si se puede! Si se puede!
Si se puede, they chant. Yes, we can. And they believe they can change politics in Spain. The party, Podemos, sits on the far left. They want to carry out an audit of Spain's debt and decide if parts of it shouldn't be paid. And they'll think about imposing a maximum wage.
The BBC's Tom Burridge in Madrid. Hostage negotiations with the self-declared Islamic State are said to be deadlocked. NPR's Alice Fordham reports nothing new has been heard about the fates of a Jordanian pilot and a Japanese journalist for several days.
After a flurry of messages and bargaining over the two hostages, a deadline has expired and the Islamic State has gone silent. There has been no news of the Jordanian pilot, who is named Muaz al-Kasesbe, according to his brother, Jawad. The Japanese foreign minister, who is working for the release of Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, told reporters in the Jordanian capital Amman that negotiations are in a state of deadlock and they were doing their utmost to get more information. The extremists had demanded Jordan hand over an imprisoned would-be suicide bomber, or both hostages would be killed. Jordan has demanded proof Kasesbe is still alive, but officials say this hasn't been received. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Anger and mourning across Pakistan after yesterday's bombing of a Shiite mosque. A mass funeral was held today for the at least 59 people who were killed. This is NPR News. Serena Williams has won the Australian Open Championship for the sixth time, her 19th Grand Slam title. She beat Maria Sharapova in two straight sets today, despite battling a cold.
I definitely didn't think I would be here in the beginning of the week or the beginning of the 2 weeks, but it feels pretty excellent.
The Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots are getting ready for tomorrow's Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has spent much of his annual pregame press conference discussing matters having to do nothing to do with the game. Doug Tribou of member station WBUR reports.
The NFL spent much of this season reacting to domestic violence cases involving star running backs Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. Goodell says the changes made to the league's personal conduct policy as a result are part of a larger strategy.
We want to make a difference in this area, not just internally but externally. We've done a great deal to bring more awareness to these issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. We are committed to that.
Goodell also addressed Deflategate, the allegations that New England used underinflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. He said the NFL's investigation is ongoing, and if any wrongdoing is found, several penalties could apply. For NPR News, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.
Two helium balloonists landed in waters off Baja, Mexico this morning after setting new records crossing the Pacific from Japan in 6 days, 16 hours, and 37 minutes. The American and Russian balloonists have traveled farther and longer in a gas balloon than anyone else. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from